guys. Welcome to Puck Off. And Joe Bartnick, how are you, bud?
I'm doing fantastic, Captain. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm
crazy. Crazy stuff's going down today. We got to hit it quick.
But I'm just glad about our guest, man.
I know.
Look
I
at
know.
Our guest. He's perfect. One of my favorites.
Can't believe I'm here with you.
Yeah.
Last time I was here, you weren't here.
Man, I missed you. This guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have a very busy schedule. I'm out of town once a year. But Aaron Cater, you know, how are you?
It's great. I was excited to come in because the Kings' victory was the most amazing experience I've ever had as a sports fan. And I'm football, basketball, baseball, you know, hockey.
You're everything.
Yeah, you're everything.
I watch
yeah.
anything. Yeah. Anything that you can keep a score on, and I'll just watch it and root for somebody. That's how I do it. But that was the most rewarding, obviously rewarding since we won, but literally rewarding and watch Reguerre and watch, you know, when your team wins. Feels good, but this the way they did it, it was just so fun.
Man, you got the old school shirt on, the Kings.
The Royal Blue.
Yeah, that's
Royal.
Beautiful, man. Yeah. And you've been a long time Kings, so you're a Kings fan.
Well, not really. I mean, I'm kind of a faker because, you know, I moved to L.A. 20 years ago and then sort of rooted for the D.C. teams, you know. But over the last, you know, 5 years, I've paid attention to the Kings. And there's a buddy of mine who, you know, is a hockey fan, a really close buddy of mine. And he said, and he started, he's from Burbank, but he rooted for the Canucks growing up. He rooted for the Flames a little bit. And he said, the Kings are my hometown team, but you couldn't root for them because they'd always trade away everybody. They would have a good team, and then the next year get rid of guys, and then they get Camilleri, and then they get, and it's like, this is the first time they've actually kept a team together and made a run out of it. And it, you now you can be a King. So everybody's complaining about the bandwagon, but at the same time, the Kings went through a lot of bad ownership.
Hey, Dean Lombardi. Yeah. Dean Lombardi's a great owner.
Lombardi's done a great job.
Great GM. They have a great coach, obviously. And Auschwitz, or however, I'm sorry, however you pronounce his name.
Auschwitz, yeah.
Auschwitz might not be the, yeah.
No, it's close.
Anschultz.
Anschultz.
Yeah. People get on me about Dowdy. Took me 6 weeks to get that right.
No doubt about it, man.
6 years. But, he's got more money than God, so... It's easy to keep a team together. But you're the perfect guy to have here because there's actually a bunch of Washington Capitals news. I call it, the Kings are my – they're my
– You get a mistress.
You get a mistress.
Yeah.
You get a mistress. Yes. So they're the mistress team. Yeah. But the big news today, the shell shocker to me is Scott Hartnell.
Yeah.
My mortal enemy and my best friend, the guy I love, the guy who I would have given a piggyback ride to.
That's what he said.
Come be a Penguin, got traded – for R.J. Umberger and a fourth round pick, whatever, to Columbus.
Oh my gosh!
Are you? I mean,
wow!
And then so I mean, I'm saying this and that. I go, well, if they wanted to be rivals, that's a good start. Now, and someone's like, oh, you're afraid of Columbus? No, I go, of course I'm not afraid of you, bubble gummers in Columbus.
Wow, that was a tight series. It surprised me.
It was tight. But I mean, Crosby didn't even play. You know, I mean, they're still counting hits in Columbus. How about counting wins?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, Columbus.
Counting
hits. Hartnell. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, how can Scotty Hart? I mean, and he decided to go. There he had to approve it.
Wow. Oh, he had to approve
that's
it.
Weird.
Well, I wonder whether the deals
who would want to go there, really.
Who would want to go
well,
there?
Well, Horton did, but I thought that was for his retirement plans. I don't know, they're building a team, but I mean,
you know, their team's not too bad, but you know, going to Columbus has got to be
a suburb of a mall.
Here's the thing about Columbus, you wonder why they don't just throw in the towel already. Sometimes you go, I can't believe you guys are even a team, but if somebody offered you 80 times as much as you make now to move to Des Moines or anywhere, we'd do it.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Maybe not.
It's true.
Des Moines pretty young.
Cincinnati.
But you know, when you're a player, you kind of want, I think you want a little bit of the marquee.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
Yeah.
If you can get it.
Well, I guess you can walk down the streets of Columbus and not be bothered, right?
Well, why do you...
Hartnell's got to be right. Hartnell's already the most important person in Columbus.
Yeah, right? Already.
He's already
even gotten there yet.
He's the most famous person. He's the most famous, most recognizable person, the most famous... I mean, he just surpassed... who's the coach that, you know, the coach that choked the guy?
Woody Hayes?
Yeah, Woody Hayes. I know, the Michigan guy knows that.
That's our arch enemy.
What sport are you talking about?
Yeah, no, but I mean, but it just makes me. It's one thing to, you know, it's easy to hate him when he's a Flyer, but I don't want to hate him now he's on Columbus, but you know he's going to spear Crosby. I mean, why couldn't he be? That's the thing. Like, if he was a Penguin the last 5 years, we wouldn't there's at least one of those stupid series we would have won.
Big time.
At least one of those debacles that Blauzma and Shiro had to answer for.
Right.
Right? They would have won one of them.
Yeah.
They would have won one of them.
Well, Columbus I love Hartman. Better.
Scotty, no. Opt out and come.
Go to the Pens.
It's even an easier piggyback ride. I'll still carry you from Columbus to Pittsburgh.
Well, so Columbus has a few guys that came off a decent season. Maybe that's a pretty good move for them, but why would Philly do it?
I have no idea why. I mean, they had Umberger. They got rid of Umberger. And Umberger's a Pittsburgh cat, but he's old and in the way.
Philly has made a lot of weird moves.
They sure have. They gave Kings apparently half their team.
Yeah. They're dumping. They got Hextall now in charge. They're dumping salary, and they're going to go after Matt Niskanen of the Penguins. And what I say is, Philly, go right ahead. Mm-hmm. Give them too much money. You can have Niskanen for all the money in China. Yeah. Go right ahead.
I think it's fair enough to say that the Kings wouldn't have done as well as they did unless they got those guys.
No, and I was
Williams was a fly. I mean,
well, Carter was a Blue Jacket as well, right? Yeah. So he went from those two places too. But I remember Wayne Simmons was always like one of my favorite guys. I was like, yeah, that's my boy, Wayne Simmons, you know. And then he gets traded, and I'm like, no, not my boy, not Wayne Simmons. And then I see who we get back, and I'm like, oh. That's pretty good. I guess Wayne Simmons was worth a lot more than I thought.
I know. He was one of my favorite Kings, and then he just went to the Flyers, and now it's like
he's
him and Hartnell were the two Flyer guys that I would want on my team. Yeah. You know, and now they're gone. But I wrote a great I tapped myself on the back with one of the blogs I've been happiest with in a long time. I take the time, but I said the Kings, and we blow the Kings all the time. I mean, the Kings are set up to be the dynasty for a long time. Yeah. And I compared them against the other four great teams of the post-cap era.
Detroit.
Detroit was big, and then they sunk.
Yeah.
Another comeback. You're right against Pittsburgh, even though they're rudderless right now. Boston and Chicago. And they're the closest to Chicago. But Chicago has every defenseman on the Kings, except for maybe Green, would be a top four in Chicago.
You think so? Reguerre too?
No, Reguerre's not coming back. I'm talking about the sixth that played.
Yeah.
The sixth that played in the finals.
Mitchell, Green, Voinov, Doughty.
Muzzin. The Blackhawks' top three is awesome.
Yeah.
But I think any one of those guys could squeeze in the number four. And you look at the lines, I mean, they have the best number one line in hockey. And you say, well, what about Taze and Kane, and what about Crosby and Malkin? Well, that means that those two lines, that's when they combine their top two lines.
Right.
And that makes the second line on both those teams weak.
Right. Plus, those guys play as the way the Kings can mix up their lines, I feel like Crosby has to be the center of his line. Malkin has to sort of be with the guys that work for him, where it's like, Sutter put Carter at center with those two young wingers. With the 70s line. And then Richards was like on the fourth line. And late in the finals against the Rangers, he put Carter back at center with Richards. Richards at center with Carter, right?
Yeah.
So Carter could play the wing and snipe a little bit, and it worked for a couple minutes.
That coach is good.
You know, like he was doing.
He's the weirdest guy, but he is good.
Yeah, I love him.
Well,
yeah. So many different ways, whereas the Pens right now, they're not as versatile as.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. So you take those top two lines, they got Carter playing center, like their second line. They got two big wingers who are fast, young, quick with hands. Then you go to third line. Who's your third line? You got the best faceoff guy in hockey. You got the Conn Smythe, the clutchest guy in hockey. And your fourth line center is Mike Richards, an ultimate warrior slash winner.
Right.
And then you look, and you got the best goaltender in hockey.
Right.
I mean, Lundqvist is right there. But Quick, I mean, you know, it's like, so look at that team.
Yeah, and Quick doesn't get the season-long average, you know, sort of points, and he's not always on every list of stuff. But in the playoffs,
Martin
Jones is a good backup. He gets to rest a little bit.
By the way, my buddy
playing 80 games.
My buddy who I mentioned from Burbank, he went to the game, and he got upstairs to the after party with the players.
Wow.
And he said Martin Jones was a sloppy drunk. He goes, this 21-year-old kid is like barely hanging on over there. He's like, that's Martin Jones, just wasted.
Well, you got a reason to be wasted.
Yeah.
That was exciting. And the two top goalies were in the finals.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
It was a great final. We knew the West was going to win, kind of. And then the two overtime games, the final game, I mean, it made it
really exciting. Rangers surprised me. They really did play well.
Big time.
You know, there was 4-1, but I thought they could have won a couple of those games. And they were an OT in every game, and they played great.
And did you guys think about this during the finals, that this was like Sutter's payback for that Tampa Flames final loss? Because St. Louis and Richards were on that Tampa team.
Yeah.
And they got robbed. And the Flames got robbed. you know, and whatever.
Yeah, what, pretty much. Yeah.
Pretty much. And this was like payback for them and for Sutter to get two. And how do you not like Sutter? I mean,
Sutter's
he
awesome.
Kept that team focused, and not that they needed it because they have that heart, but he keeps it so level. Hey, it was a good game. You know, we almost won.
That kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a great post game press conference.
Best post game ever.
You gotta love him, man.
Yeah.
Flights at 11. I loved it when he said that.
No, that was. I mean, that's when I was at the game when they won the first cup, and that's who I cheered the loudest for was Sutter, because he's the Sutter brother that never won before. He gets to go back for Thanksgiving, and now he's got two.
Yeah, it was great.
But I think the model, you know, you're talking about Chicago keeping most of their guys. You know, their GM did a good job with that after they won the cup.
Yeah,
that's the hard part. When you win, your guys scatter.
Mm-hmm.
And Lombardi's a great GM. Yeah. Hopefully, he'll be able to keep these guys.
It happened the year after 2012, they lost Scuderi and Penner and a couple of, you know, big forwards, a defenseman, whatever. And they had to retool, and it was a shortened season anyway, so who knows, you know. But they definitely were missing a couple of guys, so they grabbed Reguera.
Dusty got hurt, and you know, they didn't play in the Western Conference Finals. I mean, that's huge.
That's true too.
I mean, look, it took him almost the full year to come back. Now, look how, when he got back for after the Olympics, look, I mean.
The Olympics, yeah.
I mean, that Gabrick trade changed
everything.
That made everything.
I didn't know. I thought he was good. He had some hands. We kind of skated. He was, every goal was in the crease.
Yeah.
I never knew he was that hard-nosed. And you got Dusty running around. You got Kopitar, who's arguably the best center in hockey right now.
They just they needed exactly.
And Dusty came on at the right time.
Big time.
That's what your captain's all about. He had a bad year.
Yeah.
But, man, when they needed him, he was there.
You know, I've been to a game before where I was sitting low, and I saw him make a move with his stick where he chased the puck. He picks it up with one hand with a stick, flips it, and then makes a move. And it just happened so quick. And, you know, he didn't score or anything. But it was just one of those little grabs where I'm like, this guy has so much skill.
Well, he's a skilled guy.
He's so fast.
He's a skilled guy and a tough guy.
Yeah.
He can do it all.
He's a great guy.
He just had an off year.
Yeah.
And then, but then, like you say, the Olympics got him going.
Yeah, the knee. I mean, it took him a year to get back. It's a knee. I mean, it's a knee.
It's weird that the Olympics can actually give you more momentum than I thought. They'd be tired or somebody get
Joe started on that because he feels it hurts a lot of teams. And a lot of guys did get hurt.
Yeah.
It hurt the Penguins. Crosby and Kunitz were done. It hurt the Islanders. Tavares got hurt.
Yeah, that was bad.
Right.
You know, it hurt Detroit.
We got hurt.
Yeah.
And Zuccarello got hurt.
Yeah.
And Zuccarello got hurt for the, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think it's gone away. It's going to be the World Cup.
Yeah, a lot.
Hockey, which is fun. But here's the fun thing: if we're going to start talking about next season already.
Yeah.
Why not, man?
Let's get going. We got all summer.
Night one, the Sharks come to the Kings to see them raise the banner.
I'm getting tickets.
Wow. Yeah, right.
I'm going.
Wow.
I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm buying tickets.
And an even funner one. I mean, I love it all. But I'm the only one that watches preseason. I'm going to watch Carolina Hurricanes preseason games on Fox Sports South 3. Yeah,
but can't stop them.
No, yeah, but Montreal was going into Boston, so we can all see Milan Lucic break Dale Weiss in half as he
wow, as he promised,
as he promised, and that's we'll start talking about the players, but Dale Weiss got a 2-year deal with the Montreal Canadiens, which really makes me sick because I mean you wonder why you want to fire Shiro is. They literally, I've said this, Captain, is they got Dale Weiss for a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
And all we did was intimidate all we did was ruin Lucic's year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You know, ended the Boston Bruins season.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and literally, now he's gone for two more. And he was one guy I thought, oh, we can go after him and get him because we need like 5 third liners.
Right.
Yeah.
Third liners. And now
you need some guys.
Signed a 2-year deal. You know, it's like, it's the guy. So. And then another big news is Mike Richards will be kept here.
Yeah, that's good.
Is that a for sure deal?
Well, that's what Dean Lombardi said.
Yeah, that's what I just saw. I just saw that article today.
But Brad Richards, bought out.
Bought out. That's the new term.
So what happens? You get bought out. That means what? You're free.
You're free.
Yeah, you're a free agent. Yeah.
So now he's just going to go looking for a team.
Yes.
And they don't have to pick up his old contract because he's totally.
Yeah, because he's young enough. See, the problem with Scuderi's contract with the Penguins is anyone can be bought out, but if you're too old, you can't be bought out.
Oh.
So Richards is young enough that he can be bought out, and it goes – and it like Richards' contract goes off the salary cap, mm-hmm. which is huge. Like, yeah, you can, like, you can be bought out, yeah. but it, you're still – Scuderi's still on the cap.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
That's what makes it not.
If you get that open cap space, that helps.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it, I mean, it's huge.
Yeah. So where do you think he should go?
Brad Richards.
Yeah. Where do you think is a good fit for him?
You know, it's funny because, I mean, Tortorella really messed up his career.
Oh, yeah. He messed up everybody's career, including his own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ian Bagg's calling in right now to say he ruined his season.
He's still trying to get in the dressing room over
there. Yeah, right. He's still pissed off somewhere.
Well, I mean, can you imagine 1 year? I mean, last year he was a healthy – how can – you guys a Conn Smythe winner. He was a healthy scratch in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Then the next season he's on the first line. I mean,
I actually like that Vigneault took to the Rangers that because I liked him, and I liked those old Vancouver teams a little bit. So, and Torts, what a mess he made.
He's a mess.
And it proved that the Rangers weren't as bad as we thought they were.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
Torts was underachieving there. And
No, and I never thought Elaine Vigneault was Scotty Bowman.
No.
But, I mean, he did a great job this year.
Yeah,
it really against – back against the wall. They started out like a training camp's going to be in Western Canada. Because for why? Because they want to go on vacation in Whistler, and then they're on the road for another month to begin with. He comes back. The only reason why they weren't known is have a horrible start because the Flyers are even worse.
Yeah,
and they went to the Stanley Cup. I mean, he did a great job. And yeah, they're not that talented of a team.
They're not. But the Rangers also benefited from Montreal being banged up from the Boston series, right? And they couldn't totally.
Oh, 100. I mean,
fight, and a couple of teams were so hurt, and it's just, you know how it is sometimes in hockey. The team that's the healthiest is just
that's usually a lot of times the case,
right? Yeah. And the Rangers were that from the East.
I'm glad you said that because I said it before and I didn't want to sound like a sore loser.
No, but they didn't belong there.
I mean, Philly, the Flyers goaltender was hurt. The Penguins, you know, were in a little bit of disarray.
The Rangers look
what happened when Price went out.
Yeah, Carey Price is hurt. They're not the best team in the East. The Rangers are not the best team in the
no,
East.
No, they're not.
Like, you know, there's too many other guys, and you know, Pittsburgh got banged up, and a lot of weird things happened, and that's hockey. That's a sport.
Yeah.
But the Rangers will be lucky to get back there, whereas you look at Chicago and the Kings, and you sort of expect them to be back in contention.
Oh, yeah,
they both will be. How do you think a team like Philly feels having given away all these players that then help win the cup?
It must feel like the Warriors are like one of those teams, you know, that just like every good player goes has to go through there to get to a championship.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, they love their Claude Giroux. Claude Giroux would not be who he is if you still had Carter and Richards there.
Well, that's true.
You know, and they wouldn't have, I mean, they love, I mean, I love Simmons. I don't think you can go wrong. I don't understand trading Hartnell. I really.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's a weird, and, you know, it's weird now because, I mean, that's one of the Penguins fans' biggest fear is maybe Hextall knows what he's doing.
Yeah, maybe they have some young guys.
Because Holmgren and Bobby Clark sure didn't.
You know,
and that was one of the best things that, you know.
That's
true, isn't it?
Yeah. Cut out, you know, any potential big contracts and keep a couple of solid guys like Giroux and Simmons, and maybe they got some young guys coming up. I have no idea.
Yeah, you never know with the young guys. Like, I'm a Detroit fan, and I don't know where we're at. I know we got some great young players, but how long does it take for them to gel?
Right.
We got a good coach. Babcock's good with the young players, but, you know, that can be a couple years. That could be, you never know.
Well, I think I mentioned this last time, but one of my other favorite players, kind of like Wayne Simmons, just because, you know, he's a brother, but was Abdul Kader because he's got my name. So, you know, I root for
Abdul Kader.
Yeah. You got to love that.
Local
Michigan love that
guy.
Name. That is you. I never thought of that.
Yeah, his dad's like half Jordanian or something and has half of my name.
I love that.
And I've said this before, though, but he's the reason why the Penguins won the Cup in 2009 because he played so good. And then out of loyalty to Draper – he sat game 6 and 7. Oh. I swear if he played 6 and 7, they wouldn't have won 6 and 7.
Interesting.
And Draper was slow, and he's not the player he used to be.
That could
happen. Great when he was great.
He was great when he was great. Well, when he was, you know, when he was on the third line.
But, yeah.
He stuck around the party too long.
He was fading.
But an allocator killed us the first couple games.
Oh, yeah. He's a good player, man.
Yeah. Just getting young blood. But speaking of your Detroit Red Wings, Bill Peters, assistant coach in Detroit, is now the Hurricanes head coach.
Oh.
And the Hurricanes also hired Ricky Olczyk as assistant GM. That's Edzo's little brother.
Man, when you got Olczyk in there, things are starting to rock.
I love it. Other hires, the Canucks hired the Desjardins guy who was the tech who won the AHL, and he spurned the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I say, really? You don't want to coach us.
Would you have liked him?
No.
Yeah, who do you want? No. We got to talk about that.
Yeah, and then Gerard Gallant, the Montreal assistant, who I wouldn't mind having, he's now the Panthers.
Yeah, he might be a good pick.
I think he'd have been a good pick. Well, yeah. I like to see, because he learned under Therrien. I like Peters. He learned under Babcock. Right now, I mean, all that's left is Ulf Samuelsson, because I think he's a pretty good coach and he'll earn their respect.
Yeah.
And either that or just suck it up and hire Keenan. And if he pulls a Tortorella, then give Babcock, a bridge. Name a bridge after Babcock.
What about
Because Ron Wilson? What did Ron Wilson? That Ron Will? We're gonna give. I mean, I'd almost rather have Blasma than Ron Wilson. But even Ron Wilson, I think. Then Crawford lucked out when he had the Avalanche, which is like all you had to beat was Detroit because the only team that had as much talent as you.
Yeah.
Which he did. He did 1 year. Okay. Yeah. And that was it. The next 15 years have been a disgrace. Look what he did. He got fired from the Kings. They went and got Sutter and won the cup.
Yeah. Well, what happened? Who was the Buffalo? Who was the Buffalo coach before?
Oh, before Lindy Nolan? Ruff.
Lindy, his favorite. His favorite.
You knew he set that up. I know. Yeah.
No.
Of course, the great. I will piggyback.
Here we go. That's 20 minutes of the show right now. Just him. Yeah.
The great Lindy Ruff.
He loves him.
Are you kidding me?
He is a cool guy. I like him too.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's cool, man. And he did a good job down there, man. I thought Dallas played great against the Ducks.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, Dallas is always kind of scary to me in this division. But Nolan, I was rooting for. My buddy who was at the after party saw Nolan and his father. Nolan didn't get to play in the finals because Pearson stole his spot. But
Pearson played well.
I root for
Pearson's
his dad.
Better than Nolan, though.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like Nolan's. Nolan's a guy I think the Penguins should target because I think they could get him off. I think they should get him off the Kings.
Actually, Nolan probably will. I wouldn't be surprised to see Nolan move.
Yeah, because he's nowhere to go right here.
Yeah. But, yeah, Pittsburgh needs a coach, man.
Well, where does Disco go?
Well, Disco's picking up a paycheck. He'll be on NHL Tonight telling you what he should have done when the man didn't make an adjustment in 5 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he's not even right for the booth.
He's going to join the other losers in the booth, like Herm Edwards. not to switch sports. Herm Edwards and the guy and the coach from the Browns. That guy is always a
How about McMillan? Oh my God!
It's just like you never won a thing.
I'm a Detroit fan. We got rid of him, and then I have to watch him on TV every week.
Oh yeah, and Millen's a loser.
My God.
It's exactly the kind of situation it could be, and the Olympic break probably didn't help Disco Dan there. Did
he didn't win anything. Either.
He didn't even.
Yeah, right.
He's getting $2 million to stay home. He turned down. He outpriced himself. Florida wanted him to be the coach, and he was like, "Well, then I need like $10 million." Like, we don't want you that bad,
right?
So he didn't want. He wants to come back, and
can he go somewhere else? Or he's,
he'll get
a job.
He'll get a job, but I think he would do good in a smaller market with less pressure, where they don't have stars. Where he's great with third line pluggers. That he's great with shit team. When everyone's hurt, he's a great coach.
Right.
When it's like, hey, all the guns are back, figure out a power play. That's when it's like,
I mean, he's a creative coach. If he wanted to go to a really good team and be a special teams coach, he'd be great. Yeah, the Kings have the worst power play. Like, bring in Belsma to draw that up. But
he's a terrible power play. I mean, he's Crosby Malkin. He still can't figure out the power play because he never had the guts to say, Sid, you're playing the goal line, and Gino, you're playing the half wall.
A guy you got to get is someone who can talk to the stars.
And Alfie will be able to talk to those guys. That's the thing is, these minor league guys, I'm glad they won trophies in Red Deer, but it's Sidney Crosby. And the thing is, Crosby and Malkin, they're not hard to coach. They're not bad guys.
Right.
Speaking of
the Caps,
thank God your Capitals, they're your Capitals.
Yeah, they are.
Thank God they took Barry Trotz off the market.
Yeah. Somebody had to suck that job. I mean, I don't think that's a good job anymore.
It's a tough job.
Yeah, I think for a few years people were like, oh, that's a good job. That's a good team. They're contenders. And now it's like nobody wants that job. Nobody wants to coach these guys.
Well, what do you think happened there? I mean, they really
I mean,
they had some potential there, and they seem to have.
they don't have. Well, Boudreaux, first of all, as much as I actually like Boudreaux, he was their best coach. But I hate to say this because I like him, and I don't think it's totally true, but built for the season and not for the playoffs. And then these big guys, you know, Ovechkin and these guys, they couldn't step up in big games, and they just couldn't win a big series, and then it kind of ended. But a lot of people say it's just Ovechkin and the problem with having a big star and overpaid guy, and he doesn't, you know, play both ends.
Do you think he hurts more than he helps?
No, I think he helps more overall. I mean, people still want to come and see him and buy his jersey, and it makes money, but...
And he's still a great player.
Yeah, he's still fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, need a team.
Yep.
And sometimes the star distracts from that.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, Frage, but, you know, I think we might have talked about it when Lesham here, but I definitely don't think that Ovechkin is all that in a bag of chips because he's a winger. And he's physical when he wants to be, when he's out of position.
He doesn't like the fact that he takes runs at people for no apparent reason.
He does try to make statements, yeah, sometimes.
Well, yeah, I mean, but not from the, I don't want to see a big hit or he's a great player. I just think he takes him out of his game. When he's running around, he's not doing any, he's not doing any good. And he's very one-dimensional on his shot. But he is a great player. And
he's a great scorer.
He's a great scorer, but he's not like a top 10 player. Mm-mm. He just has yellow skates and he's flashy and all that. But in his defense, they've never given him a team.
Yeah, he doesn't have much help. Yeah.
I mean, they've never given him a real.
Yeah, but that's because he has all the money.
That's true.
Well, but it's also, it's like masked in the fact that, you know, they're playing Carolina and the two Florida teams every year. So yeah. he really can ice skate his way to 50 goals. And then it's like, okay, they don't have to have that good of a team to show up with Ovechkin. Someone's going to take a couple cheap penalties against Ovechkin. They're going to get the power play.
Yeah.
Ovechkin's going to score a couple goals a game. And there you go. You're in the playoffs. But then all of a sudden you play well-rounded teams with four lines. It's like they can't compete. And right. I mean, I think Mike Green's overrated. And they've never had a goaltender.
Yeah, they haven't had a good goalie.
Other than that.
I mean, no, but I mean, in Ovechkin's, because I don't like the pound Ovechkin, because I like him. I like watching him play.
I think he's a fun-loving guy.
I'm a fan.
I just think in his defense, like I said, I think he's overrated on many levels, but by people who don't know hockey or understand his position. But in the other level, he's totally screwed because he has no – he can't win.
You guys made a good point. He's a great scorer.
Yeah.
But not necessarily maybe a great player. You know, because he can score.
Yeah, he can score. He doesn't always play both ways.
Yeah, and a lot of the big scorers were like that.
Yeah.
You know, but also you need balance. I think we've seen that in everything. We saw it with the Spurs over the Heat. I mean, teamwork really makes the difference.
I mean, the thing with Ovechkin, even more so though, is he's very one dimensional. He scores almost from the same three spots all the time. And you take your other top 10 scorers. You know, you take your Stamkos and even your Gabricks and, you know, your Malkins, Crosby, St. Louis. They're scoring from everywhere.
Right.
They're not just scoring because that's the thing. I mean, people figured out you just when Vesian's coming down, you step up on them and you don't give him that circle.
Even I know where he's going.
It's true. But he also is sort of a victim of his fame. So he got so big and he's so popular, and all of a sudden he's taken over. That he can't just be a sniper like he's supposed to be. Like, he can't just play that position and take his normal shots and be a sniper.
No, they're all looking for him.
Because everybody is focused on him, and he doesn't have enough guys around him where he can be the Gabrick, you know?
Right.
Let's be honest.
Well, like, that's true. What makes Gabrick is he's free to do that.
Yeah. And Ovechkin is free to do that, but then he gets criticized for doing what he's best at.
Yeah.
You know, so until they really get, you know, a second, third, fourth line together and some defenders and all these things, then he really could be free to do a lot of things and we might not rip him as much. But I feel like he's a little bit the LeBron of hockey where it's like he's over-criticized. He's overly put on under the
spot. Well, he reminds me of Carmelo.
Yeah, and
because Carmelo's got to carry the whole Knick team and that's what's happening here.
But the only difference is Carmelo is actually a douche. And Ovechkin's a likable, like everybody likes him. He's a goofball. He's not the brightest guy, but he's a fun-loving guy. He's not out to get anybody, whereas Melo actually is kind of a prick.
No, he's a dick, but what I meant was that you're having to carry the whole team.
That's true.
And then everybody focuses on him.
And not be well-rounded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the ultimate. I mean, Carmelo is the ultimate not rounded basketball player. You know, but I mean, and Ovechkin, like, I mean, there's not too many guys, you know, like Sid, Gino, Mrs. Taves, Kane, not too many guys you jump out of your seat. Ovechkin makes you like, whoa, you jump out of your seat. Even if it's just a crazy hit. I love seeing those yellow skates.
He's exciting. There's no question about that.
And they're playing, they're playing the Winter Classic this year.
Yeah, the Caps are in that. Yeah. Blackhawks and Caps.
In Washington.
Oh, maybe at the Redskins, probably stadium, probably.
I wonder if there'll be a lot. What are they going to call it by then?
I like the one. at Wrigley, man, because the puck got lost in the ivory.
It did?
Yeah, they couldn't find it. You know what?
I went to the Dodger Stadium game. I went to that.
Did you? Right, was it fun?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I heard the ice got a little bit almost like putty. Uh-huh. Like a little sticky, and of course we got crushed by the Ducks.
How bad did the Kings looked horrible that game? Isn't that funny?
Yeah,
they did.
That was weird. But was it fun atmosphere?
It was a cool experience. Yeah. I mean, kissing right field and beach volleyball and left and the game and all these Kings fans and booing the Ducks and a lot of energy. Plus, it was kind of far from baseball season, so it was weird to be in Dodger Stadium and Vin comes out and you know, it's time for NHL hockey.
Yeah, that's cool. I think that's cool. You know, I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan, which is where the Big House
is. The best outdoor
and that was a great outdoor game, you know. Yeah. Of course, it was like 2 degrees.
Yeah.
But it was cool. I think those are great, especially the Big House. You see 100,000 people at a hockey game? You can't beat that, man.
Yeah, no, the Big House, you can't beat the Big House. I really wanted to go to this one. Back to the Penguin coaching search, you know, John Stevens was not allowed to talk to the Penguins.
Oh.
The Kings assistant coach.
That would be a good guy to get.
So they named him, because I guess you're not allowed to do that due to some bargaining agreement.
Right.
So they said, well, we'll make you the assistant head coach.
Hmm.
Kind of like the one heartbeat away from Sutter.
I see.
So they say whenever Sutter's, but he could, because I would have liked John Stevens.
Yeah, he's good.
Sutter does have a little like group of head coaches around him.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think you always want to go after the guy that learned after one of the best.
Yeah,
right. I mean, Babcock's guy got hired.
Yeah,
Sutter's guy's gonna get hired. The other, I think I mentioned is we're speaking of the great Lindy Ruff. Is Rich Peverly will play?
Oh, I was glad
to see that. He will play next.
I'm glad
year.
To see that.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that's great.
That's the. I mean, hey, Boston still hasn't recovered. That's one of the. If you read my column, Bartnick in the Box, but that's why Boston's not as strong. They traded Seguin and Peverly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Peverly is a great player, and to come back, what an attitude! He wanted to go back in after that heart attack.
Oh my God!
He was like, "What? Can I still go back in?"
Yeah,
that's a hockey player.
That's a hockey player. Why? I can't understand.
He got the. Boom, whatever that is, where you put
in
the chest.
They charged his chest.
Yeah.
He's got the heart paddles.
Yeah.
And then he goes, all right, I'm back in.
Yeah.
And LeBron's got cramps. He can't go back in. Come on, guys.
It's so tough to go from hockey to any other sport because
those hockey players are so tough. Man, they're awesome.
Yeah.
Especially when they grind it out. Watching like the playoffs, it's just amazing.
I don't think there's tougher athletes. So obviously football has a lot of collisions and it's rough and injury prone, but to take pucks off of every part of your body and to in the face and you know getting checked and
come on, when you have a heart condition and you want back
and
in,
and then getting brought back to life after you died in the locker room and then ready to go back.
I'm ready to go. Come on, coach.
In a regular season game.
I saw the light.
Yeah, that guy's unbelievable.
What I always think is like the difference is like in football, everybody hits. Maybe not the kicker, but everybody hits. They're going to hit. Everyone hits.
Yeah.
Hockey, it's like how bad do you want it if you're going to be a hitter?
You know, well, and
it's like, you know, and to get in the corners, and it's like then to stand in front of the net, like the guys that deflect shots in front of the net, it's like, you know, it's like hitting a baseball with something smaller where the guy's shooting it at you,
mm-hmm.
and you're on ice skates.
And you're on skates.
And someone's hitting you in the back with a stick.
Yeah.
Well, right. And the other thing is, it gets progressively more intense.
Yeah.
As the playoffs go along, and you can't bail out.
Right.
Because you need every player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so you got to keep going, even if you're banged up.
And you got to get creative, and then you see guys' heart.
Yeah.
You know, in those moments. You always see it every year in the hockey.
You know what, too? The other thing is just the tension. You know, after when it goes into OT like that in the playoffs, it's hard to breathe as a fan. Watching as a fan, you're going, oh, my God.
That was what happened this season because of the Kings, the way they did it. was I was watching, I was having a heart attack. Yeah. It was like I was going to need the paddles.
Yeah.
And I would walk away, or there would be kind of a shot on goal, and I would just stare at quick and not the play. And I would just sort of walk, walk off. And I couldn't. It was
You almost like a bathroom break, so you don't have to watch any more action. It's like, oh my God, I can't watch this.
And the Blackhawks was a lot of continuous play. Yeah. It was really pretty.
Plus, look how many times they hit the post in that Rangers final Rangers game. Both teams hit the post in OT like five times.
Even 3-0, I never doubted the Kings because it's happened recently. I never doubted the Kings. 3-0 and Barbecue Bruce. I mean, it's Barbecue.
His face.
It's Barbecue, not because of Barbecue on his face. It's Barbecue because his teams never play after Memorial Day. He's always in the barbecue after. But the Chicago, I was on the road, so I just kept watching. Like going after my set, and it was just that final game was just
wow,
so intense. I mean,
that was an unbelievable game,
unbelievable.
Well, the Ducks did scare me until that game 7, and they just didn't show up. But I liked the way I liked the way it ended. But I liked the way they gave,
Timu Salon.
That was awesome, man.
Love and
I called my kid. I go, you got to watch.
Yeah,
I like the way the Kings. I like the way the Kings gave him props.
Class, right?
Yeah, that's class.
Yeah.
And those two teams all know each other, live near each other down there, you know, and they respect each other.
How great is Salon?
Well, Salon, everyone respects.
And everybody, I've met people who hate the Ducks. I hate the Ducks. No, the Kings. No. Well, except for Salani. I like Team of Salani.
Yeah,
like,
Salani's a pretty awesome guy, man. Yeah. Everyone loves him. And he deserves it.
You know what's interesting about Salani is the Ducks. I put out the word like 6 weeks ago, like, hey, any Ducks fans want to come in here and talk? Like, I love Getzlaf.
Getzlaf's awesome.
What a man. You kidding? Yeah. That's Captain Marvel.
He's a tough dude. He got hammered. He got hammered in that Dallas series. Kept going, man. That's a perfect example.
Got his jaw set up.
Man.
He broke his game-winning goal, broke his face, had a kid. It's like, he did more in like 12 hours than I've done in my whole life.
Plus, I saw a move in the Olympics that he made that just blew my mind.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how great he was till I saw him.
Oh, yeah, I remember the move.
It was unbelievable for a big guy to be able to make that kind of move. And he can, he's talented.
But I mean, literally, like, you know, we're going to talk good about the Ducks. We're not coming. Okay, come in. We're going to.
Right.
I don't know one Ducks fan.
Yeah,
like
I don't know either. Really, that's true. They're pretty loyal, though. They got a great fan base.
I guess none of them—they're all rich, and none of them have to do stand-up.
They got They got a good fan base, so they really do down there in Orange County.
Right.
Got a great team, man. Well, team, Kings had to put everything together to beat them.
They're going
to
have their hands full next year with them again.
Well, they're giving up on the wire. They're not re-signing. They're waiving or whatever you want to, whatever the word is. Saku Koivu, Jonathan Hiller. And Winnick. Winnick has always been there. But so let's go through. Here's some of the free agents available.
Yeah, who's available?
Available now. And for goalies, you have Ryan Miller. I think his star has faded.
He's been saying that. Yeah.
Miller's free again?
Yes, he is. He was a rental.
Oh, he's just a rental.
Yeah. And he didn't really save the day like they thought.
I don't remember him. He's never stopped the puck that mattered. That's my thing with Kevin. Everyone's Kevin Love. I go, I've never seen Kevin Love make a basket that ever. I've seen Kevin Love on SportsCenter at 5 to the end of the hour. Here's Kevin Love's 30 points, but I've never seen him make a basket that ever. My thing with Ryan Miller. He's never stopped.
I like Miller too.
Yeah. Jonathan Hiller, he might go to Vancouver. I think Hiller's a good goaltender.
Yeah, Hiller's good.
Is a good goaltender.
Barbecue Bruce shook him up.
Well, was it that?
he did, didn't he?
Well, he's been rattled before, so I guess you could say that it's maybe he can be rattled too often, but the Kings rattled everybody.
But this was in before the Dallas series. Barbecue started.
Yeah, he was.
Started a goalie controversy.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lot of times it's like a quarterback controversy. If you mess with it, it messes up everyone's confidence.
Yeah. Right. That's exactly
right. From an ex-goaltender.
Right.
And I think
my confidence is always messed up. It does, I think, right?
Because
it's the coach saying, I don't know about this guy.
I think Quick went out one game, and it was basically Sutter saying, hey, we're not going to let Quickie do all the work. We're just pulling him, guys. And they played better. They responded
once in a while. But
you understand.
That's not a controversy like what happened there.
No, but Anaheim has a spoils of riches in goalies.
They do.
They do.
Get that Pittsburgh kid, Russell, but no.
I can't remember all their names. There's a bunch of
John Gibson.
Gibson.
John Gibson, Gibby, the brick wall from Whitehall. It'd be fun to see him play. It's fun to see excellent goaltending. It's not fun to see Tortorella where everybody blocks the puck.
Yeah.
Well, all I know
that kind of boring bullshit. But it's fun when you have a great goaltender. Quick.
Yeah. Well,
all I know is the professor's wife is mad.
The professor was looking to come back.
Yeah, they made the professor go to Edmonton, and the wife didn't want to go. And now she doesn't get to be part of the cup.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. She's been right on the cover of the program.
Yeah,
San Jose could use a goalie.
Yeah, well, Niemi. Well, they just re-signed their backup Stalock.
Oh, so they
who's pretty good. But I think they want to go in with somebody. I would take Hiller over. Well, Niemi's one of they're sour on Niemi. I didn't think. Well, you know what, Aaron, you're right, because you know what, after the Penguins have had so many debacles, I think at some point someone's head has to be on the block.
Yeah.
And I think after the Philly debacle, someone's head should have been on the block. So I think in San Jose, if you're not going to fire the coach, then maybe you just get rid of the Emmy. I mean, something has to change.
Well, you know, you were mentioning it earlier. Some teams have a great season. They're known for it, and they get in the playoffs and they fold. Saying that about San Jose for years, not just before this latest thing.
Yeah,
I really thought this year was going to be different.
You did say that, and I don't know.
Until they got the Kings, and then I thought, well, I think they would have beat the Ducks, though. I think.
But you know, I will say this about what you said. You kept saying Kings had a chance to come back, even when they were down 3.
Yeah,
and, you know,
I didn't believe actually that
you did say that.
You did?
Yeah, I think you called it. Yeah,
I thought this was San Jose's year to break through, and all the way up until we won Game 6 to push it to Game 7. I was like, if we push this to Game 7, we're not afraid of these guys.
We're going to win.
I got excited, but I'm really curious to see what they'll do, because they got rattled goalies. They had to pull them. They messed it up. They choked. And I'm curious to see where Ryan Miller goes. I mean, look, Caps could use Ryan Miller. That'd be a good spot.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But you know what, though? I don't know if I was the Caps. He wants a lot of money. I think the Caps need a lot of put their money somewhere else. I don't think the Caps goaltending is – that's not their number one problem.
I think they need too many other things.
They need some defensemen. Here are the defensemen.
Yeah, who we got defenseman-wise?
Matt Niskanen of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Brooks Orpik. He's going to get a lot of money. He's going to get a lot of money somewhere.
Yep.
Markov of the Montreal Canadiens. Mm. Dan Boyle. Going to get a lot of money somewhere.
Yeah, they can leave? He's
already left San Jose. His rights were traded to the Islanders. He told Gar Snow, who makes Paul Holmgren look like a genius. He said, "I'm not coming to Long Island. You're kidding me."
Yeah.
So now they're trying to trade his rights again. And then you have the two LA Kings,
Green and Mitchell.
Green and Mitchell.
What do you think?
I'd like to keep them both.
Do they try to keep them?
Well, if he can afford them, then, you know, Green is an assistant captain. He's been there for a long time, and they said he really was a great leader for them in down the stretch and a bunch of – against Chicago specifically.
I think the fact that Reguera got hurt and Mitchell and Green came in was a plus.
Because
I know people like Reguera, and I'm not trying to rip on Reguera, but, you know, Reguera played in Calgary. What's Calgary ever won? At some point, and then Green shows up. He got the A on his sweater. He won the cup. I mean, and I think Green's nastier than Reguera. I think Reguera's a fighter, but Green's nasty. He went a little nasty.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think Reguera might be – he's about dumb. But it was kind of like what you were saying about I guess we were talking about the Pens or whatever, where it's like, you know, the old guy, the old defenseman, you know, is out. And the young – oh, no, it's what you were saying about Abdelkader.
Yeah.
You know, you know, if the young guy can play, we're better off. But Sutter wanted to play Reguera, and I'm glad he was. I was kind of glad he
was right. Well, you know, Sutter has a tough time putting the young guys in right away.
Yeah.
He likes to let them marinate.
Yeah.
Well, we said this, though. He's the one that came in right away and said, boom, 2 years ago when Crawford was here.
Yeah.
He's the one that said, first thing he did was, because this team's soft. And he went and he brought up King and he brought up Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
And that you know,
my best
something to be said for that.
My best post-game favorite of Sutter's was, they said, how do you describe what's going on with that great line with that second line? And he goes, which line is that? And they go, you know, with Justin Williams and whatever line it was. He goes, oh, yeah, those guys are really good.
You're not going to get a lot out of them.
Here's the forwards available.
Yeah, there's some interesting guys here.
I believe this one.
I don't have all these lists. Well, again, love, but he's probably going back to Boston. But
that guy's good, man.
Jerome.
I want to see him.
Win. I mean, that's another Disco Dan. Couldn't figure out where to put Jerome.
If anybody can get that guy, you got to try to get that guy.
Yeah. Thomas Vanek, the deadline deal for the Canadiens, he played pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Matt Molson, who played for Minnesota.
Now, he's been speculated a lot that everyone wants this guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's hot property now, huh?
Kings,
it was him or Gabrick.
Yeah.
I'm glad they got Gabrick.
Yeah, and I guess Gabrick technically would be on this list, but I think for sure he's going to resign.
Yeah.
I hope so.
They offered him for a year.
Did they? Yeah,
he wants to stay. The guy who I think is a get is Boland. He won the cup with Chicago, got traded to Toronto. Now he's a UFA. Him and Stastny. The kid in Colorado. Not a kid, but in Colorado.
Right.
He's gonna go to somebody good, probably for not the King's ransom and score a lot of goals.
That guy is good.
And
he's gonna be really
good. And our friend Ryan Callahan, who's now with Tampa Bay,
who back in Philly or something.
It was traded for Martin St. Louis.
Captain for captain.
Man. Captain for captain. So I mean, I think he's a good player. The problem with Callahan is that's what happened in New York, is he wants to get paid like a scorer, and unfortunately he's more of a glue
guy.
The glue guys don't get as much.
Sometimes they do. He was the guy from but when your open season, when your last season though, you have to score like you're a goal scorer. I can't think of his name right now, and I didn't bring my Bible because the season. My big Bible.
I know. Usually have the Bible.
The year ended. The year ended. But he was a New Jersey Devil. Then he just went to Toronto this year.
What are we talking about?
I don't have my sheet with me. I don't have my book because I'm like, this season I brought my free agent list.
Oh, that's cool. That's what we need now.
I'll remember it now. I'll remember it like tomorrow. But you know, he scored a bunch of goals, so people thought, oh my god! And then Toronto gave him way too much money.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh. That happens. Yeah, you're right. And the glue guys, you're right. Sometimes that's more of a key.
Yeah, I mean, what's worth more, goals or glue? Because Kings looks like they're going to stick with Richards, who's a glue guy.
Yeah,
Matt Green's
a
glue guy. Obviously, Kopitar and a few of those guys, but they put up points. So anyway.
Kopitar.
What's your guess?
For the Selke, and he's the. I mean, I think Kopitar. I think right now, if you want me to start a team right now, I'd say Sid's number four on my list of centers.
Well, talent wise, though, to me, he still looks like the best player. But he hasn't been delivering.
No, I'll take Taze, Kopitar.
Well, Taze is awesome.
And Corey Perry, Getzlaff.
Yeah. And Getzlaff, and that puts Sid number four, and or Gino. Because I'll tell you, Gino showed up these playoffs. That's what makes people even sicker. All the Anglo, whatever the word is, people who, it's easy to bash the Russian.
Gino
played, he played better than Sid.
Yeah, he did.
That's always funny.
And Fleury didn't choke. Like,
he's always waiting for Fleury.
It's like, I'm always pro Fleury.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm always pro.
How about Letang?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, there's another guy who had to get the paddles almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Head.
Oh.
Do you think he's out?
He's not out yet.
Eventually,
after July 1st, he has a no trade clause. So they had to trade him before last summer. Before he signed the deal, they could have traded him.
Now I bring up a quick topic before we wrap up? Is just to move it to Canada, since they only had one team in the playoffs this year, and that one team actually made an amazing run. And for a minute, I was kind of like, hey, I hope they kind of make the finals, because you know it's Canada's only team in the playoffs,
right?
The Leafs were the biggest disappointment of the season.
Oh, I agree.
The biggest underachieving group of guys. And I'm not a huge fan of Fanuf.
And because they totally paid the guy I'm trying to think of. I should Google him.
And you know what? They got off to a good start. You know, it's funny because, Jeremy Hotz, Hotzy, is the biggest Leaf fan.
Oh, he is.
Oh, yeah. He's from Toronto, and that's his team. And he was all gloating early. He was like, look at us. And then later, he just shook his head if he brought it up.
I couldn't believe how bad they fell apart.
They really fell apart.
Couldn't get in the playoffs. I mean, I love Nazem Kadri. I think he's great. I think it's great to have a Muslim in there.
That's cool.
David Clarkson.
So what happened to them?
So that's my question. I'm like, which Canadian teams do you think next year will turn things around and make the playoffs?
You want my opinion? None of them. I think the Canadians are still going to be great. And because I think Therrien really kind of changed his ways. I picked Toronto to make the playoffs, but not the Canadians, because I thought Therrien is where at his welcome starting this year. Mm. But I think he's mellowed a little bit, and he got Subban on board.
Subban is so awesome.
You know,
so
he got Subban on
breakout
board.
Year.
I was blown away. His talent. Wow.
And they have great leadership. They have great. Their GM, their ownership, like, yeah, they're doing it right. I mean, I don't see Vancouver. They're down the. I mean, what's Vancouver going to do? Their old GM made a mess.
What about the Jets, guys? What happened to the Jets?
Yeah, Winnipeg. Yeah, yeah.
They're not in that easy Southeast Division anymore.
Yeah. Flames and Edmonton aren't going anywhere.
Yeah. No, they're not going anywhere.
How about Minnesota? There's a team.
They got a bunch of guys.
That really is loaded with guys.
Yeah. They need to get a goal. I mean, that's where Ryan Miller could show up and,
oh, that's a good call,
and win.
Yeah,
games.
That'd be good.
Because their one goaltender's hurt all the time. The other guy has MS. I mean, how they were flirting with Brizgalov. I didn't even mention him.
I love Brizgalov. You know,
to me, they look like the team of the future if they can keep it together. Yeah, I thought they looked great.
If they were in the East, they'd probably make the playoffs. But I mean, they would probably be a lot further along. But look, how are they going to get past California and Chicago?
Yeah,
I'm not even mentioning Ken Hitchcock's band of goons. They can't score.
Now, what about my Red Wings? If you're a Red Wing, who do we need?
Gabrick.
They need
a goal scorer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they need goals. You're right. Yeah.
They should get Stastny or Boland or one of those.
They should have got Hartnell.
But
Detroit had, okay, Zetterberg's coming back, right? He'll be healthy.
They're all coming. Yeah. Pavel Datsyuk, who's a witch.
He's a witch.
Be back. So Datsyuk is their main scorer.
Is their star, yeah.
But they have a lot of guys, but they kind of need that one other guy that can score goals.
They need more goals.
Yeah, I think they need a little more muscle. That's why I meant that in all sincerity. Kings are restricted free agent. You know, King of the Kings would be great on that team. Right. Or Nolan. They need a couple more guys with some shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah.
They need a little more shoulders.
I agree
front,
with that.
You know?
Shoulders and goals.
Yeah. I think they score enough, though.
You think so?
Yeah, I think they
you
do.
You think they just couldn't stop them? Jimmy Howard's fine.
Howard's good. I think Howard got a little exposed because I think for a while people thought he was, oh, he's amazing. He's good. I mean, it's a lot easier to play goaltender when Nick Lidstrom,
you know,
30 minutes a game.
The team had injuries. When Zetterberg's hurt and when they have a couple injuries, their team all of a sudden looks so thin.
Yeah.
And there's big, you know, blind spots where people can score and penetrate the middle and get in the slots. And so Jimmy Howard's going to get exposed. But if they're all healthy, they still – yeah, you're right. They need a little bit more muscle.
But not great. You're right.
They need a little bit of I mean, it hurt them this year a little bit, like against Boston. They couldn't – I mean, I know Babcock, I love him. He wants to puck possession. But, you know, 5 minutes left in the game, you got to dump and chase. You got to have – and that's what they did when Draper and, you know, those guys were younger. They had a line.
Yeah.
They had a line they could dump and chase. That's what – Blasma, that's what we lost when we were a much better team was, okay, you got Sid, you know, ice capating around. But then 5 minutes left, you got to be able to dump and – you got to be able to put in the corner and someone goes in there and puts a skate on the puck and ties up and kills 30
and
seconds. You got to be able to do that.
And look at your winners. The Kings won it. Yeah. Look what they got. They got balance.
Yep.
Yeah.
They got the toughness. Blackhawks have it too. And they got the skill set.
Yep. Yep. You got to have the skill.
And the goalie.
We have
a few more minutes. We're going to go maybe a couple bonus minutes here because we have the Hall of Fame. Johnny Bench, we have a couple more minutes.
Okay. Oh, okay. Johnny Bench.
Johnny Bench. The esteemed Johnny Bench. Get his comic book.
His comic book is so awesome.
Comic book is awesome. Yeah, yeah, we have a talented producer.
Wow.
You just think you're
so impressed.
You think
you're
just pushing buttons? Just because you guys got skills.
For Johnny Bench.
Yeah. Buy it at newsstands or Amazon. Where do you get it, Johnny Bench?
We're hoping to get it on Comixology, the digital version, but we'll have information available on how to purchase it. A physical copy on PandaFuzzInc.com.
Cool.
PandaFuzzInc.com.
PandaFuzzInc. All right.
Support Johnny Bench. He's a great dude.
Yeah, that comic's
he's working
cool.
hard. Yeah, it's really – it's amazing.
What's it called?
It's Patch Hawkins.
Patch Hawkins.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It's pretty badass.
Nice.
It really is. It's like I can't.
He's like Patch Adams with muscle.
I can't draw a stick figure. This guy's But anyway, like so we got the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame is up. I was at the Hall of Fame induction last year.
Oh, you were really?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Wow.
We talked about it.
Oh yeah.
Chelios in Toronto.
You went to
Chelios and Niedermeyer and Shanny.
Oh, and Shanny.
Then, like, and, some, and Fred Shiro, Ray's dad, the old Flyers coach, and then some broad.
You got to put Fred. Oh, wow, okay. It's not Pia, is it? It
was, no, I would put Pia.
I put Pia in there.
Helen Elliott of the LA Times?
Yeah. I mean, Pia gets in no matter what.
Oh, Pia gets in everything. Pia. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. All right, so who else? Who's up?
Okay, so here you go. Dominic Hasek. Let's do it.
Oh, man.
Yay or nay?
Yay. You got to put the Dominator in.
Here's a funny one. Here's probably the most, the most
controversial.
Yes. The 8 train, Eric Lindros.
Boy.
Here I am, rocking like a hurricane. Yeah.
Nobody likes him, but he's going in.
Yeah.
You think so?
I'd say no.
No?
I used to love him, but when he first came up, but it just wow.
I
wasn't
don't know
the his, career I think
what's
everyone
the
thought.
Numbers? I mean,
he quit too soon.
Yeah,
he didn't play enough to get big numbers.
So maybe not first ballot.
Yeah,
maybe later, maybe another time.
Yeah, it's just one of those things.
I don't think the numbers are there.
I don't think he's going to make it. I mean, the funny thing is like he's from the Legion of Doom Flyers were the only Flyers in the 45 years of existence that I actually kind of respected and was like, I don't want the bus to crash. Like I like Lindros and LeClaire. So I like Lindros, but I don't think he has the numbers.
Hmm.
And that's where I can't read my own writing. Pat Burns, 3-time Jack Adams Award-winning coach,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Won a Stanley Cup. I would put Pat in. I would put Pat in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Okay.
Burns. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Who are his best players?
Well, he won the Cup in New Jersey. He coached in Boston. He coached in Toronto. He coached in Toronto with like Wendell Clark.
Yeah, he was a good coach.
He was a good guy. Mike Modano.
Oh, Mike Modano, huh?
Mike Modano.
I don't know. You know, I have to see the guy's numbers to really say because
I know I threw this at you because it happened today. I
think he might get in. I think it might be a little early.
Is it a little early? How long has it been? Well, he's eligible, but these are like guys.
Great American goal scorer. He won a cup.
Yeah.
It's weird to see these guys are all from like our life, you know, like it just seems like they just were.
Well, that's the thing is like usually when you say someone's name, how I kind of judge Hall of Famers is it's either if you have to think about it, they're not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
That's I'd say like he's the on the fence.
Yeah, I think he's on the fence. Osgood.
Ozzy.
Well, he's hung around a long time.
Even though he was my boy. I don't know. I'd have to say fence on that one, too.
But sometimes if you look at a number, all of a sudden you're going, oh, I didn't realize he was like.
Yeah.
The Wrecking Ball, Mark Recchi, 12th all-time scoring, 3 Stanley Cups. I love the Wrecking Ball. I think he'll get in there someday, but I don't think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. And I mean, he's the Wrecking Ball.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's pretty,
him.
Yeah.
You know.
I might have said yay on that
okay,
one.
Okay, okay.
Some good names so far.
Yeah. Okay, Curtis Joseph.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
No, I don't think so.
Cujo.
Yeah, don't think.
I feel like Ozzy on that one. He was good. I don't know if he was Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I would put Ozzy ahead of Curtis Joseph when it comes. Here's a tough one, but I think on the bottom end of it is Rob Blake.
Oh man, I like Rob Blake.
Yeah, everyone loves Rob Blake.
Yeah, that's
especially if you played Sega hockey. Rob Blake is
tricky one.
Yeah,
I got to go. Yes, you know because he was pretty. He kept that team together.
Well, you know, I've noticed that the Hall of Fame isn't as picky in hockey as they are in a couple, especially like baseball's really, really picky. And football doesn't always make sense. But in hockey, I went to the Hall of Fame and I noticed that like there's a ton of guys in the Hall of Fame that I can't tell if it's just numbers or if it's likability with numbers or is it just their contribution to the game.
Well, I think it's value too, don't you think?
Value, yeah. It's like there's a lot of different things that go into. I don't know how they vote. Actually,
I actually think the hockey one. I think the baseball one's the. I think the baseball one is the most
numbers.
It's the most. It's the hardest one. I think that's the hardest one to get into.
Yeah, because you have to have 3,000 hits and you know 400 or 500 home runs.
I think the football one is too easy to get into because there's guys that I've. Nowadays, I'm like, that guy's a Hall of Famer. I think he was that good when he played.
Yeah, I agree
the basketball
that.
One's watered down because they do women and the college and the NBA.
Right.
But I thought the hockey one is pretty, like, everyone. I mean, there's a lot of Canadians in there, but you know, the Canadians dominated the sport for 50 years. So I don't mean Canadians, I mean Montreal Canadians. Here's Phil right. Housley.
Blake, I'm going yes.
Okay.
I tend to think Blake's a yes too. I don't know first ballot, but I loved when he played. You know, I think if he played on a winner once,
I think he's the best defenseman of his era.
Mm. One of them. Yeah. I mean, that's Chelly's era.
Oh, Chelly, that's true.
And
yeah,
it's
yeah,
Ray
yeah,
Bourque's
yeah,
era.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true.
Phil Housley, U.S. guy, puck movement defenseman. Yeah, but here's the final one I'll mention. I think he'll get in, but it's funny if you look at his numbers, he's not really. Jeremy Roenick.
Oh,
Jeremy
really?
Roenick. I'd put him in just because he's Roenick.
Yeah,
I love Roenick.
He might get in.
Yeah, I think he'll get in because he'll be an announcer so long that yeah. he'll be like no, because it's funny because you know he was great with the Blackhawks for a few years, and it's like then he kind of lived off being JR.
Yeah.
Like he came here, didn't do anything. I mean, went to Phoenix and played golf for a couple years. He could have won with the Flyers. That team was stacked. That team had Recchi.
Yeah.
And they never won. You know what I mean? Like, he could have done more with his career.
But for L.A. and Phoenix, though, he was a contender every you know.
Team. I just liked his heart.
Yeah, he's a tough
guy. I love JR. I apologize because I just did it this morning, so it didn't make the official cheat sheet of the show to put you guys on the line. But you know what I mean?
That's like, offense for me too, unfortunately, because I like the guy.
Yeah, a lot of guys don't. A lot of people don't like him, right?
I guess.
Or have beef with him.
I mean, he was a Flyer.
He was chippy
not like him. I mean, I kind of love JR.
Yeah. But he had a lot of heart.
Yeah.
I don't know if that gets you in, though.
You know,
I don't know what his numbers are, but he had a pretty great career. But you know what? So did all those guys.
All those guys did. Yeah,
that's the funny thing is that's the one I just can't read.
Maybe even when you go Cujo, you know, but he's still pretty good.
Well, Lindros's name is just so famous. You would think, you know, on first glance, you'd be like, oh yeah, isn't he already? People would think he's already. But yeah, it's tough. You have to see the numbers.
That's the weird thing about the Hall of Fame because I kind of think the Hall of Fame should be. I guess, but it's not fair just make it about the people who play in the biggest markets and are kind of famous. Because you would think Lindros should be in the Hall of Fame, like he's Lindros.
Yeah.
You know,
well, if it came down to skill set, yes. But I think when you have
Scott Stevens,
injuries come in, and
I'll take the easy answer on those and just say those big names are in.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it was we'll see. I mean, I think only Hasek is the lock.
Yeah.
And all those, I think only Hasek is the lock.
Yeah, you got to put him in.
I think I would. I could agree with that. And coach.
Oh yeah, Pat. You got to put Pat Burns.
And Burns, you got to go with him.
Burns. I mean, he was just a great. He's what. And it always say how like he was a Montreal street cop, and always show him. He's always the guy like in the glass, like you know, right, to fight somebody. He's back in the old days. Pat Burns.
Burns was pretty.
That's
cool.
Now, that's the guy who. That's the thing. Those guys are all like. He passed away. God rest his soul. He had cancer, but that's what the Penguins need. That's who I would want to coach the Penguins. Right. Pat Burns.
Right. Yeah, well, he's
someone
a great
like
coach.
That.
Yeah.
Someone like that. So.
Well, it was a fun show, guys.
Great
I love
one.
It.
Yeah. I mean, we loved having you as the guest. We try to get to the
I can't tell you
year.
How much I love talking hockey and hanging out with
you. Yeah, you're awesome, man.
I only have a couple of hockey friends, you know what I mean, to talk to, and my wife, so it's always fun.
That's awesome, buddy. It's great to see you, and we really appreciate you coming on.
It was a perfect week for you because we had to have someone knowledgeable. Because we're going to go around the world.
I wish my wife taught me everything I know.
Welcome to the Barry Trotz.
We've got to get her on the show now. Yeah.
Barry, you know, obviously, Barry Trotz always reminds me of like a Batman villain.
Villain.
Like Barry Trotz controls the controls of the evil empire.
Every time they show the Chicago during the Chicago series, every time it shows the coach, my wife goes, the other guy's greed. He looks like Frank Langella running from Scarface.
Yeah.
With that mustache.
Any plugs?
No, I'm doing a couple of little things with KCET on this local show, but
KCET, right on.
Yeah, biggest public channel in America.
Oh, KCET. Honestly, it is, yeah. It's a good one.
So what are you doing? You don't have to.
There's like an era. It's a Palestinian-Israeli sitcom that came out of there that they're airing in subtitles, and they asked me to come on and explain like how.
Oh, cool.
Cool. It's actually funny. You should watch it, but it's whatever.
What's it like? Like All in the Family of the Jeffersons?
Yeah, a little bit. Like the Palestinian that moves around Israelis in Jerusalem, and it's all in Arabic and subtitles, and it's hilarious. You'd be surprised how funny it is. But it's so specific to that area and how they live there and the cultural divide and the political problems. So, you know, there's a lot of that going on. So they asked me.
Yeah.
Other than that,
well, cool. That's like a good gig.
Sounds good.
I'm just going to try to watch baseball season and enjoy my summer, and I hope to see you guys around, do some comedy, hang out.
Yeah, buddy. Great to see you, man.
Great to see you. Great job. Fabulous.
Yeah. I like the way his name is almost like Abdulkader.
Me, Abdulkader, and Nazem Kadri, man.
There you go.
I'm actually glad we couldn't get a hold of you now because you were such a great guest today. We needed somebody good today.
Yeah, he was good.
Someone to fill in today on the Here's a Million Things to Talk About.
Well, and good job, Joe, as always.
Thank you, Captain.
You dug out all the info we needed, and we made it happen.
So we'll root for each other's teams.
On the All-In Tour, me and, of course, Verzi and Lawhead, and our very, very, very special guest, you know who it is. All right, and the Captain on the mothership, KLOS.
Man, I'm having fun. It's really been fun.
You're the best, Frage.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but I'm
happy to have you.
Thank you, man. I'm having a good time on that show, and thanks for plugging it. 4 to 8. On Pacific time here on KLOS 95.5. All right, guys, thanks for joining us on Puck Off. Well, we'll see you next time.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.